These things burnt for so long, you will not believe it.
Irish peat briquettes. Let's take a look. So I got these off eBay and I thought they were very interesting because years ago, the Irish used to burn a lot of peat from the soil. So I seen these peat briquettes on eBay, which look pretty good. I have some good reviews as well. But I thought what I would do is buy some. They came in at, I think they came in at about £11 delivered for what we get here. And this is how they come. So, very interesting product. It doesn't actually say on the advert how many to burn at once. There's like very minimal instructions, but we can kind of work it out for ourselves. It's not rocket science. I think I'm going to burn maybe two or three. I think I'll burn three at once for the first test. And in this packet, we got 3, 6, 12, I think. 3, 6, 12. Oh, look at this one. This one actually comes as a big block, look. Look at that. So they normally come like this, but this one's come as just one big block. So I'm guessing. Oh, and it's rock solid too. Rock solid, like a piece of stone, pretty much. That's what it feels like. Let's get a few of these in. So we're gonna run the test as normal. We've got the stove up to temperature. We're gonna leave that burned down what's in there currently onto some embers. Then we're gonna put three of these in. We're gonna record how long do they burn for, how hot do they get, and you know, how good are they? I think for price-wise, they're pretty good. 11, 12 pound for 12. It's around about a pound each, just under a pound each. So, not bad. So a closer inspection, they feel very tough. I will say that. I don't know, let's see if I can break one by hand here. Ooh, I'm squeezing that. Ugh. Yeah, I can't. I'd hurt myself trying to break that in half. So these are solid as a rock. Look at that. Can you hear that? They're like solid as a rock. So be very interesting to see how these burn. So I don't know what to expect from these peat briquettes. So we're going to give it the best fighting chance possible. I've created a load of hot embers. And you can see they are firing away just nicely. So my plan is to burn three of these. Because we've got a pack of 12. So it would be perfect for a three-way burn. So I'm going to place one at the back like that. One on the front like that. Creating a bit of a teepee kind of effect. I'm going to close the door there. And we're just going to keep an eye on it and we're going to see how long these take to catch. Okay, so about 2 or 3 minutes in here, we've closed the door, we've closed down the bottom vent completely, and we've just ever so slightly brought it back a touch. They seem to be catching really well, so it'll be interesting to see how these turn out. So here we are 10 minutes in, and as you can see, they've all caught fire really, really well. The one at the back there is roaring away, as I like to say. But they definitely, you know, they're a good composite material. So at this point now, what I like to do with my briquettes is I'll just, so the bottom valve is shut, top valve is fully open. So I'm going to bring the bottom valve down to around about the 50-60% mark. Now this is going to depend on your stove, obviously. So you'll see the fire in there now calm down, or the flames will calm down a little bit. So we just got a little bit of wood in as well, ready for the week. Is supposed to be quite a cold week here in Wales, so we've got a fair bit of selection too. We've got obviously the Irish peat we tested out today, we've got some night logs, we've got some briquettes, we've got a bit of wood obviously, we've still got a fair bit of wood left. Here we are 20 minutes in, and as you can see, we've got a consistent burn on them, which is quite interesting. It's holding the temperature too, so we're still at just over 400, so we're running it quite hot if anything. So it'll definitely be interesting test for sure. But I'm liking the fact that, you know, you could still see that the material on the outside here hasn't even been touched yet. So plenty of stuff left in there to burn. So peat is originally formed in its original state from thousands and thousands of years of plant matter decaying in the ground. And it's a part of the soil.
So it's quite an interesting fuel source when you think of it, and it's also known as, or was also known as, turf. And they generally start the harvesting season around St. Patrick's Day, which I thought was pretty cool.
Really impressed with these so far. We're an hour in currently, and we still have all that medium left. But what I'm even more impressed about is it's held nearly 400 on the temperature for the last hour since these have been in. Wonder how long they got left. So an hour and 40 minutes in, this is what we left with. The temperature has now dropped down to 300, which is kind of expected after not far off 2 hours in the stove there. But we're going to take a look at these now. So we're going to open the stove up. Just going to pop the camera in there. There's a very earthy smell coming out there. So we're just going to see, but look at this. Can you see that? It's like solid as a rock still, this one is. And there's still a lot of medium in there. Look at that. Like, this one is rock hard. Look at that. Really, oh yeah, look at that. Really like these, actually. Right, just to get a bit more heat out of these, what I've done is I've turned the top valve fully open and I've turned the bottom valve fully open just to see what we can get out of these for the next 20 minutes, half hour. Just to see if can we get the temperature up. And I think the temperature will start going up a smidge. So I can't believe how long these bad boys are burning for. Look at that. Nearly 2.5 hours later. 2.5 hours later, yeah, the temperature has just dropped below 300. And this is what we got left. That is amazing. That is really, really good. Because that, you know, that's going to be burning for at least another hour or so. 3 hours later, this is what we are left with. It's a fair bit of stuff still in there, guys. You know, quite a bit of medium. The temperature has dropped down now to around about 250, 280 or so. But just look at all that medium in there. That's crazy after nearly 3 hours. So when we went into this test with these Irish peat briquettes, I didn't expect them to last the 3 hours that they did. Now, they still had a bit of flame in there and a bit of heat, and they were still quite hard. So you could probably get up to 4 hours of burn time out of three of these, which is what we tested in this video. Now, they say on the advert that I bought these on eBay, long burn times, which is fantastic. I was expecting about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I never expected them to get to 3 hours like this video shows. Also, they say easy to light, which is true again. I've chucked another two on by there, and I've put a bit of kindling on just to get them going properly. And they say 100% natural product as well, which, let's be honest, that's what we're in the market for here. Now, these things would be ideal to be used as night briquettes, day briquettes, anywhere where you just want to chuck two or three in and come back in 2 or 3 hours, as opposed to with logs when you're basically tending to it every hour or so. So let me know in the comments below, guys, if you've ever tried these. Did this result surprise you? And thanks for watching, as always, and I will see you in the next one. Pow!